30% of reported incidents involve aggression or violence. Breaking that down, about 60% around aggression, where it's I'm standing over you, I'm screaming at you, I'm trying to intimidate you. Another 30% are situations which involve personal danger. That might be where I feel I'm about to be assaulted or I'm actually being assaulted. Now, if we look at that 30% over the total 30%, roughly 1 in 10 incidents in community care will be involving a situation where the staff member feels that they were about to be assaulted or actually being assaulted. Now, when we think about that, that sounds alarming, but we've got to bear in mind the definition of an assault. An assault might be I touch you on the arm in an unwelcome fashion. That's an assault. The assault could be that I get struck several times in the head. That's also an assault. Generally, we'll expect more of the lower end stuff, less of the more serious things, but the lower end items are precursors often to the more serious assault down the track. When we talk about clients, if the source of aggression or violence is coming from a client, we've also got to bear in mind that they will have been at a certain stage in their journey where they'll have impairments that might be contributing to or driving the behaviours. But bearing that in mind, at the earlier stages of those journeys, they still need to be held to account for their behaviour and encouraged through redirection, through setting of boundaries, to behave in a manner that is safe for the client, for the staff members, and creates a environment that promotes the well-being of all who are present.
What are the key steps an organisation can take to improve the situation for their workers?
That's a very big question. I think the first step organisations need to do is actually understand the size of the problem for them. Most organisations' incident reporting is chronically underreported. At best, 50% of incidents are reported. At worst, maybe 1 in 8 incidents are reported. And that would be of the more medium, middle-of-the-road type incidents. The lower-end stuff is just not reported at all. First step would be to report all the incidents. All incidents of verbal aggression. Now, a staff member might have 5 incidents a day, so we don't want them to be doing a 10-minute incident report on that. They just need to keep account through a quick, streamlined reporting process so that as an organisation we understand the exposure to certainly physical injury, but also the psychological and emotional strains that can come from incidents that didn't actually involve a physical altercation.